distance is good on you. Left in the past, and with all of my sons, and you promised me was it true? I feel the absence, nothing but distance, but distance looks good on you. Left in the past, and with all of the sons, that's what you promised me wasn't true.
Okay, so do it with Avi. Avi's a quick learner.
What's up?
Beautiful song. Is that, that the one you did last night? Beautiful. I told you, Udo, also your voices together are very, 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 you guys got to do it. You guys are very good together. You guys sound very good together. So can we do it with Vishamra? Yeah, we can talk. Avi's quick. Yeah, go bring your guitar.
I'll do on the side.
I'll join. Teach it to us. I want to start singing that. I like Vishamra. Kavit Shabbos.
I don't know.
You'll remember from last night. I did it with Yehuda.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I like it a lot.
So last night
didn't
end
yet?
No.
Till the next one. What
did you say? I said good luck trying to end it.
Yeah, I said till the next one.
Yeah.
Which is going to be next year. Okay, I'll keep my mind. Yeah.
I hope I'm tuned up. I'm so out of tune.
You could do the harmony. You'll know it.
Have a joint if you know it.
Thank you.
Gracious Yom Emerson, Hashem,
Give my heart,
The Yetzirah is very, very strong. And the Yetzirah doesn't want us to be able to live the life that we want to live deeply. The tzaddikim say the ani, the I, the real me, Moide ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmasi. We've spoken many times that really ultimately we're a neshama, each and every one of us is very, very holy, very, very special, very connected to Hashem, very close to Hashem. We're only here in this world, in the big picture, for a limited time, for whatever purpose, whatever tachlis, whatever purpose, Hashem sent us down. It's a yirida l'tzorech aliyah. Hashem put us down in this world. He sent us down. He sent us down in this world. But we're so holy. We're so very, very holy. And Rabim Hamarchikim, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, there are many things that pull us away. They pull us away from that purpose. From that purpose. And the Yetzirah, as he says, Yadua, I'm reading from the Lekach V'Alibuv from Rabbi Avram Shor. It's actually from Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Tzal Cohn Sefer, he gave me a present. He gave the yeshiva a present. Gave a Sefer. The Sefer, it says, Yadua Mashomar Arebi Melublin. I don't know if he's talking, I would assume he's talking about the Chayza maybe. I don't know if he's talking about Rabbi Tzadik. Says ki yoyser masha yetzahara roitzer shadam yishma lepituyav, more than the yetzahara wants you to do an aveira. More, people think, what does the yetzahara want me? He wants me to do an aveira. That's also true. He also wants you to do an aveira, but more than doing an aveira, as the pasuk says, ein adam tzadik baretz asher yaseh toiv leyechta. Right, there are only four people. I think the Marsha brings a few others. The Gemara says there are four people who are never chayta. But that's not what the Yetzirah wants from us. Yetzirah doesn't, he's not just trying to make you do aveiras. It says, Yoyser mimashu matzialoi har yeshoi harbe yoyser revach miyish ha'adam la'achrachei. Mashu choyshev shekvar oved ha'yecholos liyos toiv. And this is one of the biggest Yetzirah false statements to each and every one of us, especially when you're younger. Especially when you're younger. When you're younger, when you're your age, you want to build your future. Zachar b'iracha b'imei b'achrei secha. This is the time to remember your Creator. This is the time to build your life, to build a person's life, to build and build and build. Like we spoke yesterday, that you're a captain of your ship. You have the ability to create the future that you want. And it's ironic because teshuvah, which we're going to talk about in a second, teshuvah, the ultimate teshuvah really is ein va'ata. The Medrash says ein va'ata with an ayin. Ata means now. People think teshuvah is about the past, which is also, which we're going to talk about as well. But the ikar teshuvah for a person to do, right? Imagine you're married. And you never do the dishes, and your wife yells at you and says, why aren't you doing the dishes? Why you never help me in the kitchen? How come you never help clean up? How come you never help up? So what are you going to say? You're going to say, I'm sorry. She'll say, okay, wow, what a nice guy. They taught him well. I'm sorry. Next week, what happens? You don't do the dishes. So your wife says, no, the dishes, clean up. What do you say? I'm sorry. After some time, I'm not interested in your I'm sorry. I'm sorry what I did. The best thing to do is your wife goes to sleep or your wife leaves the house, so you hire someone to do the dishes. Okay, that could also work. It could work. She doesn't have to know how it got done. And she walks in the house, spick and span, it's all clean. And then what do you say? Then you say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the past. But it's no big deal to talk about your past until you create a new future. And what happens a lot of times, what the Yetzirah wants from us, is the Yetzirah wants us to feel. He wants us to feel. That's the beauty of Shabbos. The Yetzirah wants us to feel like I'm so dirty, and I'm so disgusting, and I'm such a ichi, I'm such a ach. But what does it say? In paga b'cha menuvel zeh. If that ichiness, what are you supposed to do with it? In paga b'cha menuvel, what do you do? What does the Gemara say? Mashchei ol beis medrash. What do you bring him to the beis medrash? He stinks. You smell. Why are you coming to the beis medrash? No. Do a good thing. Do a good thing. Do a good maisa. Go do something. Go learn Torah. Bring yourself into the beis medrash. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Bring him into the beis medrash. Then, while you're in the beis medrash, and you heard a shir, you learned a little Torah, then you start saying, oh, my past. Oh, gosh. Then you start feeling, I wish I should have, I could have, I wish I would have done this when I could have done this before. Don't wait when you regret, when you get older and older. Then the regret becomes something almost that you can't turn the clock back. That's already harder. As a person gets older, right? The Yetzahara can get you. V'haser Satan milfaneinu o'miacharenu. The Satan, the Yetzahara, is either going to have you focus on what? Your past? You messed up at your past? Milfaneinu u'me'achareinu. Well, milfaneinu is really the future. Me'achareinu, from the past to the future. Yetzirah is always in your head about the past and the future. He's always telling you, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be what you want to be. You're not going to have that marriage that you want. You're not going to have that Friday. Oh, let's talk about the Friday night table. Let's talk about the Friday night table. Daven for that, guys. Daven. Cry your eyes out. Pour your heart out. That you'll be able to sit there, and you'll sit there with your family together, and you'll sing Shalom Aleichem, and you'll make Kiddush, and you'll have Shalom Bayis. You'll love your wife, and your wife will love you and your children. It's all in your home. It's all there. Ki karev eilecha hadavar ma'oid. And if you can dream that you are able to dream that. Dream that you could dream to have the best, most beautiful Friday night and Shabbos meals and Kedusha and a house filled with holiness, no Lashon Hara and Torah, and you'll sit and you'll say over something and your wife will be like, ah, this is better than any seminary class that I went to. Yeah, on purpose, yeah. Yeah, better than any seminary class that they're going to teach you is listening to my husband make Kiddush. And if you have trouble making Kiddush, practice now. Get a sitter and practice. If you need a tune, I'll give you a tune. Get a tune, a nice tune. Practicing Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, whatever tune you're going to sing, to say Shalom Aleichem, Eish Yischayel, to sing to your wife and to look at her. And to look at the candles before you make Kiddush, it's brought down, to look at the candles, to have, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of Yiddishkeit. That is tshuva. Shabbos are the letters of tshuva. What am I doing tshuva? I had a verstunken a week. You want to know what verstunken means? It means exactly what it sounds like. You had a verstunken a week. You had a bad week. You smell. Okay, you took a shower before Shabbos. But it doesn't matter. Hashem brings you into his home on Shabbos. They say that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. They say, did we make Havdalah Matzei Yom Tov? You guys remember Havdalah? Okay, do you remember Havdalah Matzei Yom Tov? No, but you said, no. Did you make Havdalah Matzei Yom Tov? I hope you made Havdalah Matzei Yom Tov. What'd you say? Did you say Marei Marei Aish, yes or no?
No.
Why not? Because Aish is Mutter on Yom Tov. Did you say Boyre made psalmim?
No.
Why not? What? Oh, so it's a machlokes. Is there a neshama yisera? Some say the pshat is. Very good. Some say the pshat is mekadesh yisrael vazmanim. Yom Tov, we are mekadesh, so it never leaves you. It never leaves you. Listen to this. Listen to this. Momo, listen. One of the tamim they say that you don't make psalmim matzah Yom Tov is because you have a neshama yisera, but the holiness stays with you. Why do you do besamim matzei Shabbos? Is because the neshama yisera leaves you, but on Yom Tov, it stays with you. They say the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Shabbos, Hashem comes down to us. That's why He never leaves us, because He comes into us. Mekadesh Yisrael, v'hazmanim. We become holy. We become a chefta. Do you realize that? If we could have a microscope and look at everybody right now, a spiritual microscope, and we looked at you, you would look different than you looked Erev Shavuos. Why? Because you went through a Yom Tov. V'hasienu Hashem Elokecha. They say it's a chiyuv letayer atzmai. The Rashiva, Rabbi Yeager, used to say this over. A person, I don't know, who's probably from one Sasemis or someone says that a person is that you have to be metayer atzmacha biregel. Not that you have to have tahara for the regel. The regel itself, the Yom Tov itself, brings you tahar. Rav Hutner said over, that's the Tzav, Hasienu Hashem Elokeinu is Berkas Mayadecha. If we would look at ourselves, we would say, you went through, the Yom Tov passed through you and was metayer you. Metayer you. Ashreichem, Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metayer, mi metayer eschem. They say, me is 50, is gematria 50, is Shavuos. It's metayer a person. The Yom Tov itself. Shabbos, what's Shabbos? Shabbos, you don't have to do anything. Shabbos comes, and Hashem lifts you up. That's why they say Pesach is b'machras Shabbos. Shabbos is Pesach. It's called Shabbos. Why? Because we didn't have to do anything. Hashem comes, and He lifts us up, and He holds us. You don't have to do anything. You could be a verstunken. That's where I started from. You could smell. You had a long week. You didn't live the week that you wanted to live. You're down, right? What do they say? Reb Shimshon Pinkus has a great mushel of the guy that he meets in his building, and he sees him. Avremel, you'll like this. And he sees him, and he looks, and he says, oh, Shalom Aleichem, are you new to the building? Why? Because Friday night, he sees the guy come back to shul. He has a beautiful shtramel, and he has beautiful payas. He has a gorgeous bekesha, and his beard is shining, dripping a little bit from the mikvah. Avremel likes that, right? He's shining. He has a shine. And the guy says, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? Who are you? Are you new to the building? He's like, what do you mean? I've been living here for 25 years. You only bumped into me during the weekday. And during the weekday, my hands are dirty, and I got my jeans on, and I'm like this. Come Shabbos. Come Shabbos. If you look at your wife Friday night, Shabbos, and you don't see her beauty, oh, are you so ugly? Ari, you know where that's from. If you look at your, yeah, exactly. You look at your wife, and you can't see the beauty in your wife. If you can't see the beauty in your children, if you can't see the beauty of Shabbos, oh! So know what that means? It means you didn't see the beauty in yourself because you're so beautiful, because you're shining. We are all shining. Just like we say all the time, when we see in a Yid, if I can't see the beauty in a Yid, it's not the Yid's fault. It's not his problem. I have to check myself. How come I'm looking at him negative? Why do I have a tsar ayin? Why am I looking at him? You know why? Because I have part of that I have to cleanse, and I have to see my beauty. I have to see my beauty. Because if I saw, because Klal Yisrael is all echad, Klal Yisrael is all one. And if I can't see the beauty in him, if I can't see the beauty in her, especially your wife and your children, that's why it says, you're not allowed to lay sevaru eish b'chol meshaseichem, b'yoyim ha-shabbos, anger. The tzaddikim say, lay sevaru eish. You're not allowed to get angry. You can't be angry Friday night, right? You think, you're imagining, right? What's going to happen? You imagine the picture. You've been davening as a bacher. You've been davening. You're going to sit there, and you're going to, like, Avremel's going to sit there with his stramel, right? For sure you're going to wear a stramel, right? No? Spadik. Spadik. So Avremel is going to be there, right? With his chash of a rebbetzin, is this, and the kids, and everyone's going to be sitting there perfect. Ba, ba, ba. And then what happens? That's the movie you watch. Right? It's not perfect. Right. Someone's gonna spill the grape juice and the kids are gonna be fine. I remember when I was first, like when you're before you have children, and yes, you're davening Shalom Aleichem's like 6 hours and 10 hours and 20 hours, and you're rebun kalai lamim and you're crying, and Mamash Halig Asuda, your wife's probably falling asleep because she was cooking and all that, but you're sitting there, Mamash Halig. Then once the kids come around, this one's yelling this one and I need this, and they spill the grape juice and blah blah blah. That's the most beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. The kids are running around, sitting on the couch, loving, playing games with them, sitting with them, talking, asking them. Let's say it wasn't like that. Who's the owner of the house? Who's the balabais? That's what I would ask. I love C's question. Like we said yesterday, you're sitting at your house and it's not like that. You have only one person to blame. That's yourself. You're talking Lashon Hara, you invite guests, they're talking Lashon Hara, that's on you. There's no beauty in the house. That's on you. Your wife doesn't look good to you. That's on you. Your children aren't that. They look a certain way. That's on you. You're the Baal HaBayis. Oh, I just heard a pshat yesterday. Mamash Min HaShemayim that I got to share with everybody. Mamash, it fits. We'll make it fit. Ruvi Hellman's. Yeah. So I answered the question. You're not in your parents' house anymore. What does it say on the door? Your father's name, your mother's name, or it says your name and your wife's name? Good, so take off the last name and put your first name if that's what's going on. If you're still holding on to the last name from your parents, then put on your first name and remind yourself that it's your house. It's not your father or your mother's house. If that's what you got to do, then put it on. If you're not sure what your name is. So listen to the pshat. Rabbi Ramesh Hellman, Mamash a big tzaddik, Ruvi Hellman's grandfather. Big tzaddik. For real, he's a big tzaddik. I'm not just Tom saying that. He's very, very, very chashuv yid. Very, very chashuv yid. Kenai Nahara, he's 80, I don't know. He's a big person. Has done a lot for Klal Yisrael. He actually, I don't want to say exactly the story, but he told it to me when he came to visit in Yeshiva. He went with Rav Gifter, I think, and there was a delegation who went to Radin. They went to somehow. He was from those who found the kever of the Chafetz Chaim. Ramesha Hellman. He told me when he saw the picture, I actually had the picture in yeshiva in my office, and he said, oh, I'll tell you about the Chafetz Chaim. I'm like, tell about the Chafetz Chaim. Let's talk Chafetz Chaim. It's like, yeah, he was one of the people who found the kever. They used one of those, like, dee, 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 one of those things to find it. He has a whole story. I'm not going to say the story. He says, why is a bar mitzvah called a bar mitzvah, the son of a mitzvah? And a Baal Avera, no, we're going to bring it to Baal Abayis in a second. And a Baal Avera is called a Baal Avera. What's the pshat? I hope I say this right. Why is a bar, you've heard this? So maybe you say it. I don't know, maybe you say it. I don't want to say it wrong. I just heard it's a fresh pshat. I went bananas. A bar mitzvah, you're always a son to your father. No matter what. You don't like him, he doesn't like you, it's not good, it doesn't work. You're still his son. There's nothing you can do. We're talking about the last name on your door. Okay, so switch, even if you change your last name from, Verstunken, you change it to Katz, right? It doesn't matter. You're still Verstunken. That's really who you are. So you can never get rid of your father. You're a bar mitzvah. A person, when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's telling him, no matter what you're going to try and shake off, you're always connected to the mitzvahs. You're always connected to Hashem. You're a bar mitzvah. You can't leave that. A Baal Avera, listen to this, what a pshat. Baal Avera is a pshat, you're an owner of your Averas. A Baal Taiva is you're an owner of your Taivas. What can an owner do? He can give it away. He can disown it. The Yetzirah wants you to think that you're a bar Avera. He wants you to think that you're a bar Taiva. He wants you to think that the Taiva owns you. It's not true. He wants you to think that the Avera owns you. That's what the Ishbitzer says. Ari, I had your mind. The Ishbitzer. How much had an Ishbitzer? I told Ari. Ari, I said, Ari, what am I talking about today? I always love Ari. Everything that goes on the yeshiva, by the way, it's all Ari. Hold up. And if it's bad, it's me. If it's bad, it's me. If it's good, it's them. I'm saying that, Mamish, I'm getting emotional when I'm saying it because it's MS. Any problem is my fault. Anything beautiful is you guys. Is you guys. So I asked Ari. Ari and Binyamin are just representing or just leading. They're leading the pack. Reuven Yona doesn't count because he's a tzaddik. You saw it, Oilam Reuven Yona. I don't count Reuven Yona. What happened, Yosef, when I said, where? What happened the second I said, where is Reuven Yona? You remember?
In.
What?
He walked in.
Say it out loud.
He walked in.
I said, where's Reuven Yona? And then I look up. He walked in. Right, okay. Son of Ryan, who's Reuven Yona's older brother? Who taught him? Achim Ayri. And I just want to say for the record, the fact that Nisanel Devor did not play last night as music night was a riot that we're still in Gullis. Because it's because of Nisanel Devor. Not McCobble, huh? Yeah, I wasn't satisfied. As gorgeous as music night was, it was but we, for the Chorban, we have to know that it can't be perfect. So Nisanel didn't play, otherwise it was perfect. So Zakta Ishbitzer. So I asked Ari, how did I get that? I asked Ari, I said, Ari, what am I talking about today? What am I talking about? By the way, Schus Ruvinyan, I said, Mamash was going to give shir. Mamash going to give shir. I said, Reuven Yonah says, oh, it's not worth it. I said, who's around scuba diving every day, Baruch Shem, Binyamin? This is Binyamin's fault. Every day there's another trip in the yeshiva. This guy's going scuba diving. This guy's going to mountain climbing. This guy's going to this party, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, busy yeshiva in a good way. So I said, I don't know who's around. So Reuven Yonah like looks at me like, one guy. So I felt the guilt. I felt the Reuven Yonah's guilt. So I said, I made up in my mind, even if it's me. And
I could
what? Yeah. So I said, okay, I give. It's true. He's right. Zuck the Ishbitzer. So I asked Ari. I said, what are we talking about? He says, well, what do you want to talk about? Classic. Very good, Ari. He says, what do I want to talk about? And he's right. So I said, I want to talk about how big tzaddikim everybody is. How every yid is such a tzaddik. Every yid is such a beautiful... I'm not saying that in a cute way. The Yetzirah. And then I opened up. Mamash opened up to this afterwards. Open up now. Every yid is so beautiful. Not including ourselves. Starting with ourselves. Not including ourselves. You have to start with yourself. You have to believe that you are halig, that you are holy, and that Hashem loves you. You have to believe that. Because that's the truth. That's the emes. Like we said yesterday, Shema, hear her, tshuva, believe. And every one of us here always is thinking, I wish. Do you know if somebody did tshuva? Do you know if somebody feels bad? Do you know what's in somebody's heart? How broken they might be from something? Right? What happens usually? We judge someone. This is the way it happens. We judge someone. Forget about judge someone. Someone does something wrong, and we say, he did something wrong. And we hold it. He did something wrong. Do you know that maybe that guy's sabrachin over what he did? How do you know? Maybe he's broken. Maybe he's so broken. Maybe your roommate who you think is out to lunch and is not doing it, maybe inside he's so broken that he's such a selfish guy.
What if my roommate's perfect?
Because you're perfect. Correct. That's how you look. Well, you're his roommate is right. He happens to be right. Avi Friedler's his roommate. You happen to be right. But that's not always like that. It's not always like that. When you see someone, you have no idea what's going on in their heart. Maybe they're really broken inside. Maybe they mamish. That's what the Ishbitzer says. The Me'ash Shaleach, he brings. I mean, I'm not going to get into it right now. It's based on the psukim. If anybody wants to see, I could show it. You could see it. It's talking about Gezel Ager. And this week's parasha talks about vidui, to confess your chataim. And it applies to all chataim. That's why Yom Kippur. Right, we already started Yom Kippur. It's one of the pshatim. I don't know if I heard this or I thought of this myself. Right away, Parshas Nasa, it always comes out after Shavuos. I'm talking about Yom Kippur already? Talking about Vidui? The answer is yeah. So now it's time to get ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Elul.
That assumes you didn't do Shavuos tonight, right?
What?
That assumes you didn't
do Shavuos. Oh, very good. Well, if you did, very good. Momo's holding in the Inyan. If you really did Shavuos right, you want to come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You're ready. First Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, we don't like Tisha B'Av. We want Tisha B'Av to be a party. Mirtz Hashem, Tisha B'Av's going to be, no, I'm not waiting for Tu B'Av. We want Tisha B'Av, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Tisha B'Av, we want Tisha B'Av to be a Mamash, a Yom Tiv.
Amen.
This year we have to daven that it should be a Yom Tiv. We should all be back here.
Amen.
Zakta Heilige Ishbitzer. On this week's parsha, the mitzvah this week's parsha is vidui al chatoim. It's a machlekes, right? The Rambam says clearly it's machlekes rishonim, whether it's actually the mitzvah. It seems like whether the mitzvah is tshuva, whether the mitzvah is vidui. Vidui means confessing. Hashem ona Hashem chatasi avisi bashati and kol amarbe. The more you're misvada, the more you admit that you've done things wrong, the more beautiful it is. It's not a not for now. We got to wrap up. Zakta Ishbitzer. He says that there are people who have gezel ager. If you steal from a ger and he dies, so you can't give back to him. He doesn't have yarshim. There's nobody to give the. There's nowhere to return it to. So zuk to Ishbitzer. He says sometimes we do averus and we don't know how to fix it, and we think there's no way to fix. We have shame. I've hurt people. I've done things wrong, and there's no way to fix it. It teaches for all the averus that a person does. He thinks that he can't do tshuva. It's not true. Nasna ha'toyra derech ve'etza le'goizel min ager she'yochel le'takein chetoy. And what's the pshat? Afilu dvarim shenir la'adam shen lo'y derech ve'etza kadosh baruch hu mekabel tshuva sa'adam al kol chet. Hashem is mekabel our tshuva. And the Yetzirah just doesn't want us to believe that we can live the life that we want to live. He wants us to be stuck in our past. The Maral says, Averis Malashin Avar. He wants us to be stuck in our past and just be stuck to think that we stink and that we're terrible. But we don't realize that when we just feel broken about Averis, we feel confused because of our Averis. That alone already brings us so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we should all be Zoicha. I don't know why we didn't ask Menachem. You guys know Menachem over here? Menachem Lexia. Son, Menachem Lexia, welcome back home.
If someone tells you a secret and tells you not to repeat it, even if it does not include Lashon Hara, it is forbidden to repeat it. Even if a person does not tell you explicitly, don't repeat what I told you, but it is obvious that the information is private, then it would also be forbidden to repeat it.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.